Just a block away from where Governor Rick Perry held his press conference last week, there's a kitchen standing pretty much by itself. The kitchen tiles are still there. The refrigerator is there, but it's on its side. It belongs to Levine Norman. The home that he had for 30 years was blown away in an instant.
I can't start all over. If I can get enough to make another go at it and not owe too much money, then I will. But that's a decision I got to make.
He's been going down the street to a church where volunteers have been giving him plastic bags to put things in. Mark Lovato with North Texas Assembly of God is heading up that effort. He says that so many of the residents that they're helping clean up have never asked for help for anything before.
And probably the most unique thing that we've found in all of this is we'll walk up to some of these homes that are just totally devastated and, you know, a teams of 15 people willing to help them. And they're like, oh, I'm sure there's somebody else that needs help more than I.
Recovery in this Lancaster neighborhood is expected to take months. Most of the debris is gone, but you can still see the tornado's path cut into the houses, blue tarps, as far as you can see.
Just a short while ago, a man on top of that construction crane on the campus fell to his death. KRLD's Emily Troub is live at SMU with the latest. Emily?
That man had been in the cab at the top of the crane on the Residential Commons construction site here at SMU since yesterday around noon. He told police that he was armed, and a standoff went on until very early this morning. Police believe then and still believe that he's the same man who carjacked a truck before dawn yesterday in Deep Ellum and caused several wrecks downtown. They're still trying to confirm that, however. Deputy Chief Randy Blankenbaker with the Dallas Police says four members of the SWAT team climbed the crane at around 1 o'clock this morning to try and get the man to come down.
And as they were attempting entry, the suspect began spraying a substance at them similar to WD-40.
He says the man climbed out of the cab and then hung by his arms for about 15 seconds before falling 150 feet to the ground. The bells in Thanksgiving Square tolled 26 times, once for each of the victims in Connecticut.
It's been evident all around us, and there's so much attention paid to this. Because it was involving the young children, and so many young children.
Thanksgiving Foundation President Chris Slaughter says that the chapel tucked away in this downtown Dallas oasis is open today.
For private reflection and prayer for the victims in Connecticut.
And he hopes on Thanksgiving for the first responders, the Sandy Hook teachers who protected their students, and for our own children. As the president finished up his speech, he shifted the focus from himself to the delegates.
If you give up on the idea that your voice can make a difference, then other voices will fill the void. The lobbyists and special interests. The people with the $10 million checks who are trying to buy this election.
CBS News anchor Scott Pelley says the latest polls show that only 10% of likely voters are undecided.
It is really, at this point, not about convincing people. It's about convincing people to actually get up and vote.
Smith County Delegate Karen Wilkerson.
You know, as we are engaged and as we stand up for what we want, the people, then it begins to happen. And if we want another 4 years to finish that work, then we have to stand up again.
Reporting from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Emily Troub, News Radio 1080 KRLD. At ExxonMobil's 130th shareholders meeting, a dividend increase is highlighted along with positive projections. Outside, satirical protesters dressed in top hats play their interpretation of people made rich in ExxonMobil's boardroom.
The biggest benefit of all this money is that we can buy congressmen, we can buy senators, we can ensure that laws are passed so that we just continue to get more wealthy.
Exxon's Alan Jeffers says,
because we're such a large company, and chances are if you work for a government in the United States or a public body, you probably own shares in ExxonMobil through your pension fund or your retirement plan.
Also being protested today, tar sand processing and hydraulic fracturing, along with safety conditions in the Gulf and pay and benefit conditions in the office. Famous for betraying Sue Ellen on Dallas. Sue Ellen, tell me if I've got this right. Sue Ellen Shepherd Ewing.
Yes.
Ewing, again.
Yes.
Lockwood. You were the original Desperate Housewife.
I was.